everyone, welcome again to Heart, the Lord our God loves us deeply, and he's with us in real time. The Lord our God can help us in every way there is. Every now and then you run into something that just seems to be a hard case. And I was considering this recently, that how some things I sought the Lord about and it was easily dealt with, while some things took time for me to understand how to believe and go forward. And sometimes it required me to understand more things to receive what I was after. But whenever you seem to have a hard case, don't give up. Look to the Lord. He has the answer. He has what you need to go forward and not backwards. It's not hard with him. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Never has there been a time to know such a relevant truth. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. The hard case it's really not like it seems. It depends on how you see it, how you focus on it. If you focus on the Lord, the problem will become smaller in your eyes. If you focus on his word, the solution will become greater. And the initial problem will become smaller in your eyes. And remembering the rules of faith, you have to take God at his word from your heart. You have to believe inside your heart, without doubt inside your heart. And when those two things are true, when you speak, heaven is activated, and whatever you believe in God for is on the way. Whatever needs to happen, as long as your faith is on, whatever you have to learn, whatever adjustments have to be made, whatever has to happen in that duration of time, it's working. It's forming. And your faith is causing it to happen. They like to say Rome wasn't built in a day. A lot of things are not automatic. But by faith, you will have what you say. The Lord our God is always available to help us out, help us go forward. Looking to him makes the difference. The world is like a bully. The religious system is cold. It tries to take away, separate us from the love of God. God can't be separated from his love, because that's who he is. He is love. And because he loves us, he gave us victory as a grace, and his grace is thoroughly sufficient for us. The word of God helps us to receive what he's given. Everything the Lord has supplied us with is written in the word of God. Everything. Jesus said it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You're not limited. You're not limited in your healing. We're going to be resurrected. If you think healing is a big deal, which is really not, there are people who have been cremated. There have been people who have been, they had all kind of horrible wrecks. They've been dead for centuries, even millennials, at least two, will be resurrected. With that in mind, that won't be the first time that when Jesus arose from the dead, many people came out of the grave and appeared to many people in a resurrected body. The world tries to bully us into minimizing the power of God, separating us from, see, the enemy is desperate against us growing from glory to glory and learning how easy it is to defeat it. He tries to make your problem seem bigger than God in your eyes. Now, these are the kind of things I've learned as I ask the Lord to help me with my hard cases. We all have them. And I've had some pretty good hard cases. And the Lord always helped me defeat them. Everything that Satan does is defeatable. Everything. And he doesn't want you to know how easy it is for you to defeat him. He's trying to be the best there is. He's trying to prove that he's smarter than everybody. He persuaded angels, but he can't always persuade men. And he can't persuade everybody. He only got a third. Only a third was foolish enough to follow him. And the rest love God and can't be bought. And so what the enemy do in his system, he tried to do it in our world. Everybody that has a mind to be positive and do right, the politicians that try to make things better, there's a system that they always run into. Corruption, people taking bribes. And he bullied people into doing the wrong thing. And if you take his bribe, they're going to tell on you for taking the first one if you don't keep doing it. If you trust Satan's world, you can't win. You can't defeat him doing things according to his way. Now, cold religion would suggest to you that God stopped healing. It makes no sense. There's no scriptures for it. And they call the people that get healed sensationalists. That's just cold religion. That's the Pharisee spirit is all it is. See, the men died. The Pharisees died. Now, they know better. They went to hell. They didn't go to heaven. They thought they were better than others. But their spirit, the demon spirit that was on their life, just found new hosts throughout the ages. And they brought the world to the dark ages. But hungry people of God turned the tide. They protested against the corruption. It's all in our history books. So since the enemy was brutally defeated, now he's trying to rewrite history. But there's a man I love to listen to on the Gospel Channel, TCT. His name is William Federer. Go to his website. He wrote a book called America's God and Country. It's an encyclopedia of quotes that they happen to leave out of our history books. Some of the most unusual figures learned to love God. Even Napoleon Bonaparte, before he died, became a Christian. But they leave all these things out. A lot of things that should have been taught were not taught. Every Christian need to go to William Federer's website for history's sake, to preserve the truth. But when you have a hard case, you're going to learn who God is in that area of your life, as well as the area of salvation. Now, every Christian know God as a Savior. They know Jesus as their Savior. They know the Father. They begin to know Him. A man can know God as a healer. And some people have learned who God is as a warrior because they trusted him in battle. And he led them what to do, what not to do, where to go, where the enemy was. They know him as a warrior. And some people know him as an educator. Some people know him as a liberator. And everybody who know him in whatever area they know him, they pressed the issue. They stayed with it. They took what the word said they could have. They took God at his word. They received his word in their heart. It became revelation in their heart. And that revelation helped them drive out the doubt. They spoke against their doubts and fears and unbelief. And they kept believing God. And every time things got worse, they dug in deep and pulled things off and won. And I'm not talking about a few people. There are people out there whose child was sick and they just would not give up. They believed God, took him at his word, and now their child is healed and fine. There are people who was in financial turmoil. And they took God at his word. They did the principles of God. They learned to give. They learned to tithe. They broke through. They didn't just sit down and do nothing. They didn't give up. There were people who were sick. Kenneth Hagin was on his deathbed. And the pastor told him, "Oh, don't worry, son. In a few days, it'll all be over." Saying the man was going to die. That man got healed. And he was just a teenager. He believed God for healing. He got healed. And he got up off that bed. And then when he got his first job, he outworked everybody. And he was still weak. He was the last. Everybody else quit. He worked in a peach tree nursery. And he could pull those peach trees up when they got big enough to sell. Everybody else quit, but he didn't quit. And it wasn't easy for him. He broke through. So when you have a hard case, don't give up. So if you give up, you're not going to know God in that area of your life. Now I've learned to trust God in many areas, and there are some things I'm still learning. There are some places in my life I still have to gain my breakthrough, and I always win. I don't give up. I don't give in, and I don't give out. I dig in deep. And it has paid off. It has blessed me in every way there is. Now, there are some things I just got to get to it. I deal with things as I have to. When I see something wrong, I pray about it. And I seek the Lord about a plan to kill that problem. I don't want the problem. When it's gone, I want it gone. Jesus paid too high a cost for us to allow problems to plague our lives. Whatever we don't know, we can learn. Whatever we don't have, we can gain. And I like when it's just the old devil. I can easily defeat Satan. That's not my problem. That's not a problem to me at all. Satan can be very obedient when you rebuke him in Jesus' name. But when it's other things that I'm not skilled at, I just have to go in the Word and learn it, receive the revelation of it. See, sometimes you have to learn something to have faith for something. If the Word says you can have it, you got it. And You have to see yourself with it before you get it. You have to believe it before you see it in life. You have to have a visual for it. You have to know God has served you in that area. You have to be certain. You have to be certain of His will. You can't be, well, maybe it's His will, maybe it's not. You can't. That's doubt. You got to be certain about His will. What is His will? Define His will. The Word defines God's will. The Word is God's will. Now, when people say, well, if it's God's will, I'll live. If it's His will, I'll die. What is your will? What do you want to do? Do you want to go to heaven, or do you want to stay here and finish God's work? Now, it's God's will that it's God's will that you stay here and finish His work. He said He will satisfy you with life. Are you satisfied with life? Do you want to see and support your children as they grow? Your grandchildren? If you want to be here, be here. Look, you know, I never read a scripture at all that somebody wanted prayer so they could live, and Jesus said, well, it's not the Father's will for you to be here. It's not in the Bible. If they wanted to be healed, Jesus did whatever they needed to get them healed. He'd even walk to the house. The most faithful man said, just speak the word, it'll be done. And Jesus said, I never found this much faith in Israel. And He spoke the word, and the man's daughter was healed. And another one, Jesus encouraged him to stay in faith. Now that's an example we need. I'm glad that happened, because the messenger came and said his daughter had died. And Jesus was already on the way to lay hands on her and raise her up. And He encouraged the man to believe. Now while he was on his way to hit on, while Jesus was on his way to the man's house, that's when the lady touched the hem of his garment and was healed of a bloody flux. And he said, who touched me? And the crowd was all around him, because he felt virtue go out. And that shows you that we can pull on people's anointing when we want to. When they're, you know, my pastor has a gift of healing. And it works with the word of knowledge. He knows, he'll have an unction to pray for certain things. And I watch. And if anybody in my family or anybody I know of has a problem, I go and let him lay hands on me, and I go lay hands on them. And it always works. Always. I found out about something wonderful. But you don't have to wait on the anointing to get healed, and I know this. But when something that holy is there, use it. It's holy. Touch it. Receive it. It's holy. It's from God. And I don't wait on the anointing just to believe God for my healing. But when it's there, I use it. See, I can get people healed that I need to be healed. My wife's back was hurting, anybody got a back problem. I went up, he laid hands on me, and I laid hands on her. It always works. Because if you treat holy things as holy things, you can expect the best. Because you can expect the result of the word. It always works. If you don't doubt in your heart, it always works. Any part of the word works. Don't look at the fact that you're not skilled at believing God for certain things. All that's going to be fixed if you endeavor, if you push it to the limit. If you dig in deep with God, you're going to be skilled at whatever it is, and you're going to shame Satan big time. Everybody who thought you was going to die and ready to make funeral plans, they're going to see you get up off your deathbed. And your family needs that. They need that kind of support. If you don't want to get up off your deathbed for you, do it so they can know that God still heals. Do it so that they can know, so that so they'll have a marker that they can't forget. Because Satan is trying to take them straight to hell. He's trying to take your family out, your young children that don't know anything about God. They're not going to learn it at school. And a lot of young people won't go to church. They won't take their children to church. So the children that don't go to church, they're defenseless. Everybody that won't take their children to church, their children are defenseless. They have no defense. And if you let them get too old, without the knowledge of God, their hearts will be hardened because of this cruel world. There's a scripture in the first chapter of Isaiah, maybe first or second chapter in Isaiah, said that if it wasn't for the remnant, they would have been like Sodom and Gomorrah. That means that the world is intrusive. It's intruding on your house, your family. There's bad advice everywhere. The entertainment center is straight out of the pit of hell. In many cases. Not all of it, but too much of it. And the music system is just outright demonic. And it always was. Not all of it, but too much of it. Now you got your family listens to, if they listen to regular radio and TV, there's so much ungodly influence out there. Beside the news, there's the debauchery everywhere. And the world and the enemy has people rallying against God, and they don't even realize it. He's forming doubt and unbelief and poverty mindsets in people. While they're not even defending themselves. They don't even know that they're being set up for the kill. And then Jesus is about to return. Give God something to work with. Take him at his word. If you won't do it for your sake, do it for their sake. People need to see you win as a Christian. And they need to see you win publicly. God is good, folks. And he has so much to say. And he always honors his word. And this time it's high time that we take him at his word and take advantage of the blessings that he's so graciously provided for us. Now, again, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life and take you where you got to go. And you're going to see what the old preacher's been talking about, what he's been saying. God is good. And his mercy endures forever, and his return is very, very soon.